Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, now it's time for a chat with local band The Optimists. Thanks for coming to the studio, guys.
No, thank you.
Cheers, man, yeah.
Right, should we just dive straight in, shall we?
Yes,
you ready for this, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Yes? Yes. Yeah, okay, cool. Right, okay, so who is in the band?
So, I'm Matt. I'm the front man. To the lovely side of me is Aaron.
Hello.
He's the guitarist. And then we also have two other members, which is Henry Bolton, who plays the bass, and Jacob, who also plays the drums.
Right, okay, so you're a four-piece then?
Yeah, four-piece.
Okay, cool. Right, so I came to your gig last week at Strings, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much. I saw a lot of influences from like early bands, like or early material from like the Stereophonics and the Manic Street Preachers. Who do you think, or who do you class as your influences?
It's quite interesting actually, because when we first started out, we were a bit of a Britpop band, really. We had big influences from Oasis, the Stone Roses, but we've actually reworked on our sound now. We have more, I don't know how to say. Well, where we record a lot with Guy Page from Coach Party, I'd say Coach Party is one of our most solid influences at the present time. So, yeah, one of my personal influences is Chapuka Wrestling, which is a cool indie band from Brighton.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think for me it's, especially for Lost and Found, the most recent single is probably All American Rejects. But, I mean, essentially, when we released Chase the Sun and then it got Record of the Week on BBC Introducing, we sort of sat ourselves down and we're like, right, let's try and sort of get all these other sounds and sort of just mash them together and then see what comes out of it. So we sort of decided to sort of leave the whole Britpop thing behind. And then, yeah, sort of that's where we're at now. Sort of just, I mean, for me, it's like I'd listen to almost anything. So, I mean, I've got over 3,000 songs on Spotify. And it's just like, yeah, whatever's, like I'll just put it on shuffle and whatever's on is for me is whatever's on.
Okay, so you draw your influences from a number of places, both British bands and bands outside the UK. Then
definitely, yeah.
Okay, that's cool, man. Right, so you've recently released a single, Lost and Found.
Yeah.
we heard you played it the other night at Strings. It's a fantastic tune. What else do you have in the pipeline?
So we are currently working on an EP. We've been saying this for a couple of months now, but we are currently working on an EP. We are about to do the last track, and I think, well, we sort of agreed last night. Obviously, usually we tend to like have sort of like a structure to when we record, and then it wasn't until we recorded last year at Chael Abbey, and I sort of felt sorry for Aaron, but what happened was. Like, we were trying to get this, like, little guitar...
Infamous line, what happened was. Oh, no.
We were trying to get this guitar line down just for, like, a little guitar feature, and it just, you know, we didn't really have a plan for it. So then the sound engineer essentially just switched off all the lights. So essentially he was just sat in this massive room in the pitch black, couldn't see his guitar or anything. So we sort of agreed that for the next time we go in the studio, it's like we're sort of writing part of the song in the studio. I've always kind of liked doing that because it's just whatever comes to our heads, you know, it's just trying out different ideas.
So the writing progress is fairly organic for you guys then?
It's a bit...
It's a mixture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a mixture. Sometimes I'll have like a whole... Like, I'll have the chords and, like, melody and lyrics, like, basically all done. I'll send it to the guys and they add their stuff. Sometimes Aaron will come up with a riff. Sometimes Henry will come up with a bass line. I think this, you know, like I said, this time we're just trying it different again, you know, and I think that's nice, is to sort of break the routine of how you write tracks, you know, just literally try different ways of doing it, see what happens. That's what I quite like doing.
So, literally, you all get together, do what you need to do, and then see what works, and then go from there, then?
Yeah, so we'll run a track in rehearsal, and then, like, we'll probably go home and, like, work on some bits and bring it back. But, yeah, we kind of just mash out the songs together and just jam it out and get the finished product in the rehearsal room.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Right, so, do you guys have any online presence or social media sites, websites, such like that?
Yes, so we're on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, not Twitter. But our link, our social link, is at The Optimist UK. And we do have a picker link under The Optimist UK as well, which you can find all our upcoming gigs, links to our music, and socials and YouTube.
Okay, that's cool. Now, we were talking whilst that track was playing, and you were saying that it was show of the week?
Record of the week.
Or record of the week, sorry?
Yeah, record of the week on BBC Introducing. This was back in, like, 2021, but yeah.
Okay, that's cool. You also said that you've got a gig coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so we are supporting the K's at Strings Bar and Venue on the 16th of March. It's a Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be good. The K's are, like, they're a northern band, and they're just doing, like, sold-out shows around the country, so it should be a good one.
Okay, so what's the ticket price for that?
All the information will be on the Strings Bar and Venue website.
Okay, cool. But that's a Thursday night, okay.
Yes, Thursday night.
Right, okay, not a problem. Josh, do you have any questions you wanted to ask the band, mate?
How did you come up with the band name?
Yeah, it's actually a funny story. So I had the band name back when I was 16, when I first started playing music, and the original band name I wanted to have was The Renegades, because I was listening to a song. It was called Renegades by The Ambassadors, that's it. But that was already taken. So then I was just trying to, you know, go through my head trying to find a band name. And then I was listening to Pompeii by Bastille, and there's that line saying, are you going to be an optimist about it? And that's where the band name came.
That's the one for me.
The Optimist, so that's where it came.
Okay, that's cool, because sometimes someone's going to ask, and it's going to be Josh. Have you got any more questions for the guys, Josh?
What's your favourite song you like to perform?
Favourite song? It would have to be Days Gone By, our last single we released. I don't know, it's the feel of the track and the solo. There's tons of energy to it. It's great. And actually, it's a hard one, because we've got one of our unreleased tracks, Small Talk, which is a lot grittier than our other stuff, so that's quite fun to play too.
I think for me, it will probably be...
You've been put on the spot.
Yeah, I've been put on the spot. It's a hard one, because it's different each time.
Because I imagine each song creates a different... a field of emotion for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The place of mind where you were when you wrote it,
yeah,
when you recorded it, you know, and it brings back memories to that situation.
I would probably say Chase the Sun, because just as we were saying, just, you know, whilst it was playing, because of the fact that when we released it, it was just before everything else opened up, the Euros had just started, and, you know, we were all just coming out of lockdown and everything. So, and I probably had the most memories with Chase the Sun, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite sentimental, really, isn't it?
Okay, that's cool. Right, so to sum up again, when's your next gig?
So March 16th at Strings Bar Venue, supporting the K's.
Right, cool. Social media links?
At The Optimist UK. So Instagram, Facebook, same tags.
All the normal social medias?
Yep.
And do you have a website?
No, we have a thing called a picker link. It's basically like Linktree. It's got links to all our upcoming shows, all our music, music videos.
Okay, but the links for that can be found on your social
media. On all our socials, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for coming to the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
No, thank you for having us, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Right, okay.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.